USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Technology executive Bob Lee, who created the mobile payment service Cash App and Android's core library on the world's most used operating system, was stabbed to death in San Francisco, California yesterday morning. He was 43 years old. Lee was attacked in the city's downtown Rincon Hill neighborhood at 2:35 a.m. Pacific. San Francisco police have no suspects in custody and no further details. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege the 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations. Did he get prosecuted? Hillary Clinton was a candidate, Democratic candidate for president. She destroyed 33,000 emails, and people on her staff took a hammer to a hard drive. What's the off-ramp here? To win in 2024.
The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals awarded former President Trump $122,000 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels yesterday. This money is in addition to the roughly $500,000 she was ordered to pay Trump last year. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling is separate from the Manhattan case. We are USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Wisconsin voters yesterday elected Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who is backed by the Democrat Party. This now sets the stage for challenges to the state's 1849 law banning most abortions and a potential redrawing of the state's current electoral maps. Chicago, Illinois decided on its new mayor yesterday after a tight race between two blues, with the progressive Bernie Sanders-endorsed Democrat taking the keys to the Chicago mayor's office. Progressive Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson defeated his moderate opponent, former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis. Alzheimer's seems to be playing favorites when it comes to the sexes.
Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men, according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association. But the biological reasons for this, not yet understood. The study found that women who went through menopause early, or women who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause, have higher levels of the protein tau in their brains. High amounts of that protein are red flags for Alzheimer's disease. I'm John Schaefer.
A YouTuber was shot in the stomach on April 2nd in a Virginia mall after doing what he called a practical joke. Tanner Cook is a member of the Classified Goons, a group that's been posting prank videos on YouTube. Cook was shot in the stomach and liver while recording a Classified Goons video inside a mall in Sterling, Virginia. The suspected shooter, 31-year-old Alan Coley, was arrested and charged with multiple counts. No word on what the prank was. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.